Hello and welcome to BCB 106.6 FM or bcbradio.co.uk if you're tuned in online. I'm Shamim Akhtar, bringing you a creativity and well-being programme, especially for International Women's Day. In the studio, I have my guests who are here from Inspiring Creativity, a Bradford-based project using art and creativity to explore and express mental health and well-being. Welcome to Uzma Kazi, Tasveer Ghani, Jamie Shoesmith and Hannah Ali. Hello, everybody. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
It's fantastic to have you all here. Now, this show is going to be a little bit different, and Uzma, perhaps you can explain, because we are going to be having lots of conversation, but there's also going to be music, but not music in the sense that we normally associate with radio programmes. So if you tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's really exciting to be doing this show, and our project is all about creativity, and I just thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we did something creative whilst we were doing the show? One of the ideas was like bringing some paint and crayons and stuff along, but I thought that might be too distracting. But then I thought, oh well, music and sound is also one of those things that can really help people express their creativity, and so we've got a few different very handheld, simple instruments that people might remember from like being in primary school, for example. So it'd be nice to just do a few little jamming sessions together.
Brilliant. And what are the instruments? So just so the listeners know when they're listening to.
So we've got some jingle bells. So you'll remember that from Christmas not too long ago. We've got an energy chime bar. It's just a lovely... I don't know if you can hear this, but it's...
Oh, yeah, we can hear that, yeah.
There you go. So that's your energy chime bar.
Wow.
I think it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got the triangle.
Which Hannah is ready to rock with.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Great. And we've got the jingle bells here.
Yeah.
And what we also have is something called a handheld marimba. Or a kalimba, so it's actually from an African heritage, and they're also known as thumb pianos, so it's just a little handheld sort of instrument, and you use your thumbs to pluck.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a little story behind this, because when I did my training, my art therapy training, it was just the most intense piece of work that I'd ever done in my life. And I promised myself that if I passed and I got through the course, I was going to buy myself one of these. And so it was just a little gift to myself, and I just think it's got a really soothing sound.
And it is like a little piano, isn't it? But it's really tiny that you can just put it in your pocket or you can put it in your handbag or, you know, shirt pocket anywhere. So it's really interesting, because it's the first time that I've ever actually seen or heard.
Yeah,
one of them.
And I like that they're just pocket-sized things, because, you know, like how we talk about self-care and stuff in like mental health and well-being, and sometimes, like, you know, everyone's got their own thing that works, and I don't know, like for me, it's something about sound and changing your sensory experience is important to me. So obviously I can do that with like aromatherapy oils and different things, but also, you know, sounds and musical instruments.
Quite wonderful. Helpful. Well, as I said, we're celebrating International Women's Day, so lots to talk about. But first, I wanted to start with you, Tas. And can you tell me what International Women's Day means to you?
Okay, so for me, it's about valuing a woman. In society, they weren't always valued, so we've come a long way, and it's just so nice to celebrate our achievements, how much contribution do we make to society, in the community, at homes, you know, motherhood with our children, how much we do, even like when it comes to housewives, they're not valued. That's so important, because some people say you're just a housewife, but that's just...
It's that word, isn't it? Just...
It's not just a housewife. A housewife is actually a manager. You just like manage the whole home. So it just, it can just... You can go far away with all the meaning to it. It's
absolutely
just so much. So, so it's nice to be recognised, you know, and have a day. But,
wonderful. And there's lots of...
And for me, and for me as well, because my daughter's born on... it was her birthday yesterday. So, and it just kind of... before that, I didn't really kind of was... You know, I never really understood it too much, but never kind of... I suppose I never really focused too much on it. But I thought, it's nice. So you just kind of... get on with your life, don't you? But I think it's become more kind of important, the fact when my daughter was born as well, and it just kind of makes it more special that she's kind of born around the same time. Because it's, I think, 8th of March, and then she's on the 5th, so it kind of makes it more special, I suppose, in a way,
Wonderful.
You know, mother and daughter kind of thing, it's
Thank
nice.
You. Thank you, Tass. If I come to you, Jamie, same question.
International Women's Day means to me that women have a day just for them, and it's not all about, oh, men do this and men do that. I think women are, if not more important, like we do, like Tassa said, we do everything. We don't moan about it, we just do it. Like it's
Get
not,
on with it.
Yeah, it's not, oh, I'll do it in 5 minutes, we just do it like there and then. And I think to me it's important to have a day to celebrate women, because we've got women's rights now, we're treated equally.
Not as equal as
I'd like, But yeah, I think it's important to have a day just to celebrate us.
Wonderful. So let's get celebrating. Hannah, you?
Yeah, so I think International Women's Day is important as it raises awareness about ongoing issues to do with women going through, like, equality. So, like, it makes it all about them, and I feel like it is very important. It should be a day for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not? Hear, hear. So we're talking about creativity, and you are part of the Inspiring Creativity Project, and we did have a special show, I think it was a month or so ago, about it. And I wanted to ask what part creativity plays in your personal lives, because you do a lot in your jobs, you know, you have groups, and it is creativity, arts, crafts, etc. But does it play a part in your life personally as well? Let me ask Uzma.
Oh gosh, do you know, it's hard, this question, I find, because so my background is in the arts, and I sort of last 15 years I've been working in the arts, community development, and everything in between that doesn't usually have a name and you just get on with and do. But it's one thing being artistic and it's another thing being creative, I think. They're, it's all of the same thing. But and I think as my sometimes get overloaded with work, I do find that my levels of creativity kind of go down. But for me, it's really important to keep, you know, kind of thinking what my baseline is. So sometimes when I'm burnt out, it's harder. But I do find, you know, I've been trying to really make time sometimes on an evening where I just have my sketchbook and my bits of pencil, crayons or whatever, felt tips or paint or something. And that's really helpful for me. But creativity is like, for me, it's an attitude. It's not just a thing. It's a much wider thing. It's a value. So it's part of my personal values as well.
Wonderful. And I suppose when I think about creativity and arts and crafts and things, I always just think it's pen to paper, paintbrush to paper. But you can be creative in so many ways, like when you're cooking at home and you're creating a dish, or you're baking and things like that. So I suppose we've all got it in us at some point. What about you, Tass? Are you creative outside of the work environment?
I've never thought myself as creative, but I get told by people that, yeah, you're creative, I can do this. I mean, like Uzma's just said, it kind of has a broader meaning for me. Like, it's not just about what you can do. This at school we did art, so we were creative and we taught. So I've got background in textiles, dressmaking, so I can say I'm creative in that way. But like Uzma's just explained, there's an attitude as well. I've done a lot of community work for the past 25 years in Bradford, and I've had to kind of had my creative hat on a lot of the time, and to get the community engaged. So I've had to kind of find different ways, like we did the a Healthy Heaton initiative, is to get the whole community active, healthy and active. And there were so many ways that we had to find. So we did a project called Walk Around the World in 80 Days. I mean, sorry, 100. Well, how many days? No, not 80 days, sorry. 365 days.
Right.
So so we had to think so many ways to get everyone engaged. Yeah, so it takes so many different ideas to get that to get everyone, you know, on board, and to find different ways of making a positive change as well. It has a broad meaning for me, so I can't really pinpoint one, but sometimes it is difficult when say, are you creative? I think I don't think I'm particularly creative, but yeah, I like to think I'm creative.
I've seen some of your work and it's fantastic.
Can I just say though, like, as well, like, because you mentioned cooking, And it just made me think now, because I thought one of the things that helps me really de-stress from work is chopping. I love chopping carrots. I love chopping onions. I love chopping like celery and putting it into a salad, and then it becomes a rainbow salad, and then, you know, good stuff's going into your body. But it's finding those things that really work for you. So.
Absolutely. What about you, Jamie? What would you say?
I'd say in my personal life, I'm quite creative. Yeah. With things like fundraising I'm doing at the moment, I'm trying to put my own spin on it, so it's something personal to me. So in a sense, I've had to get creative that way to think of my own ideas to make spin on things I want to see in the future for my fundraising work and the charities I'm going to be setting up. And as well, if I'm helping my nephew with his homework, and I go, I can't do it, I'm like, right, well, let's try this way, let's get out 5 spoons and count back and take 2 away and things like that. So even in a sense of that, I'm being creative in a sense of, right, well, let's make it more fun so you can do it that way instead.
Yeah, wonderful. And last but not least, you, Hannah.
Yeah, so obviously when I was younger, I used to always be interested in art, painting and all that kind of stuff. So now, like, I've grown up and I've kind of incorporated work and art, and I really enjoy it, I really do, and obviously helping other people. And I feel like it really gives me a peace of mind doing it and being creative. So, yeah.
That's really lovely. Really nice. Thanks. Love listening to all that. You're tuned in to BCB 106.6 FM. I'm Shamim Akhtar. And today's programme is all about creativity and well-being. So, Uzma, we were going to play, well, you were going to play instruments. So, do you think we should have our first little showing or listening of all the instruments? Now, you haven't prepared anything in particular, but it's all about just going for it, isn't it?
Yeah, so we all just have a go and see what happens.
Go in harmony. Yeah. Should we make some harmony?
That's it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hannah's still going there.
I was enjoying it too much.
That might have felt a bit weird at first, but
I think it's just about release and expressing yourself, isn't it? It's like when you put pen to paper, you don't necessarily have to come up with a Van Gogh type, you know, piece, do you? So it's just about how you want to express yourself. And I can imagine when you sometimes are feeling, you know, sometimes when my mental health is affected and things, it's little things that relax me. So I can just imagine holding an instrument and just playing it and just, you know, it's quite soothing.
I think one of the things that I really kind of directly link to creativity is intuition. And you know how we all talk about women's intuition, don't we? And not that men don't have it, but we certainly know there's something that women definitely have. That, and I think creativity is quite linked to that. And so when it comes to things like, you know, some of the greatest pieces of artwork that people have produced was often done with people just getting together and playing together. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes as adults, but especially as women, like, we don't have time to play. And I think that's a real shame because, we've got to sort the kids out, we've got to sort this out, we've got to do the ironing, and we've got to do this and that and the other. And we're not even on our list sometimes. And so sometimes, like, and that's why I think it doesn't matter if it doesn't sound right. It's okay. It's just pluck it when you want to pluck it, pull the string when you want to string, you know, and just go for it and just see how it feels, really. It's important.
Absolutely. Right. I know I said it wasn't, we're not going to be playing music, but I thought it'd be nice to have some music because we are celebrating women and it's nice. And it's not, I think often, I know with some of the men in my family that I speak to, and they'll say, oh, it's International Women's Day, it's all about bashing men. And I said, no, it's not. It's about celebrating who you are, you know. And it's not about saying one side is better than the other, even though women do lots more. We can, you know, we can multitask, etc. But it's about celebrating being a woman. So I thought we'd start off with a legend, Aretha Franklin, and Respect. I hope you all enjoy listening to it. Aretha Franklin there with Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yes, definitely. You're tuned in to BCB Radio and I'm Shamim Akhtar and my guests are here from the wonderful Inspiring Creativity Project. So we have Uzma Kazi, Tasfi Ghani, Jamie Shoesmith and Hannah Ali. It's wonderful to have you in the studio and you've been playing some wonderful I use the word wonderful quite a lot sometimes, but it is wonderful to hear the instruments. And I know, Uzma, you were saying, how did it sound on you know, in my headphones? But like I was saying, it's not about being in harmony, is it? It's just about expressing yourself and just, you know, relaxing and whatever works for you in terms of helping you with your mental health and well-being.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just giving it a go. You know, finding something that works for you and
I think sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves, don't we? And I think as women we feel like we have to be fantastic at everything. You know, I know I'll give you a typical day. A few years ago I was really struggling with my mental health and I really felt like I was a failure as a woman. And I thought, right, if my kids aren't up and dressed and had their breakfast by 8 o'clock, if the house isn't cleaned by 8:30 and I've not got dinner started by 9 o'clock, I'm a failure. And I lived a long part of my life like this. And looking back at it now, I think, what on earth were you doing? You can't, you know, you can't do it all. You're not superwoman, even though you feel like you have to be. Definitely. Would you agree, Tass?
Yes, definitely. Yes, it can be really challenging when you've got kids. And I suppose, you know, everyone's got their own challenges, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's good to take a step back sometimes and just evaluate your life and say, yeah, well, I need time for me. So it's not selfish.
No.
And, you know, it's okay sometimes to have a horrible day, you know, it's okay. You know, I always tell myself, say if I'm having a bad day or I feel a bit disorganized, I just say it's okay, it's one day. You know, but it's about, you know, striving and just continuing and not giving up.
Yeah, wonderful. What about you, Hannah? You're a lot younger than us here. Tell us what it's like for your generation now. Are there lots of pressures? How do you feel growing up in today's society?
I feel like there isn't as much pressure as probably how it was before, because everyone's like they've grown to do their own thing and find their own path and kind of thing. So I don't know, I feel like it's quite different now.
And Jamie, you as well.
See, I disagree. Like, I think now, unless you look size 6, big lips, big boobs, big bum, crystal clear skin, you are ripped apart, like ripped to shreds, and especially on social media. Social media, I think, is so damaging to women now, because again, if you don't look picture perfect,
it's what their idea, what the, yeah, their idea of picture perfect,
society's way of perfect, it's, oh well, she needs to have this done and she needs to have that done. Whereas a bloke, if he puts a picture on social media and he's got a bit of a belly and he's not groomed perfectly, it's, oh yeah, he looks fine. But for a woman,
yeah,
you're ripped to shreds. And I think in the younger generation, it's only getting worse, and this is where, like, so much more mental health is getting worse from, because we don't look picture perfect.
Yeah.
But to me, you don't have to look picture perfect. Everybody's perfect in their own way. Mm. Nobody has, unless you're paying for it, nobody has crystal clear skin, perfect teeth, perfect shaped bodies. You don't. And
but
that's...
but what is this idea of perfect anyway? Who defines what is perfect? Usma, what would you say?
Well, do you know what? I'm in my mid 30s, and I, quite a few years ago, I just wanted to embrace my silvers, silver wisdom, my strands of silver. And it's really interesting because I know, like, I've had so much grief off people, say, oh, you look a bit old, and oh, I've put some lipstick on, you know, and all that. And I think, oh, why do I need to? Why, you know? And for me, it, you know, like, they were talking a lot about, oh, say, oh, look, I've got this new hair dye, and, you know, come on, come over, we'll come and put it on for you and that. And I was thinking, do you know what? I actually, my first strand of silver or white that I found was actually when I was about 12 years old. Yeah. And actually, I think it's hereditary. It's probably also stress. but it's mostly hereditary, because me, my mum and one of my sisters, we have all our white hair that grows in one specific area. And I kind of feel like sometimes we carry a sort of a biological, you know, we inherit things from our ancestors and our, you know, the women before us and all that kind of thing. And some things are just part of our makeup and our DNA, you know. You don't just take it off. And
yeah, and it's about embracing that, isn't it?
It,
you know, it, for a long time, when I was going through, you know, certain challenges in my life, I'd use makeup as like a mask. So I'd think, right, I'm going to have a full face of makeup and nobody will know, you know, what I've been through or what's happening at home and things. And I'd wear it all. And then I got to a point where I was frightened of not wearing makeup and being worried about what people would say when they saw me one day with a full face of makeup and the next day just au naturel. But now I think, as I've, you know, I'm in my late 40s, I barely wear makeup now. And I think it's kind of liberated me. I just can put on my clothes and just walk out of the house, and I don't care what anybody thinks, you know. It's just, it this is me.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I totally get that. Because when I was younger, I used to wear more makeup than I do now. I just wear eyeliner at the moment now. But when I was younger, I used to kind of, I had to make sure I had all my rings and everything on. And that's just young age, though, isn't it? And my daughter's a bit like that now. But that's, you know, just part of growing up. But, yeah, so I remember I used to wear, like, the dark lip liner when I was in my, I think, 17, 18. And...
yeah,
I thought it was at my peak. So yeah, but now I can just go to the shop and not have anything on, and I just feel comfortable, because you just, it's about being comfortable in your own skin and embracing who you are, really.
I think lockdown really helped me, because it was, you know, obviously we were all at home, we didn't need to go out. If we did go out, we had masks on, so nobody saw you. And I think that really helped me, you know, realise that, well, actually, you don't need to sit there for half an hour and put all this, you know, makeup on. But great for people who do, because, you know, if that's...
I mean, if you're going to put something, and, you know, if you comb your hair, put your,
Of course.
If it makes you feel better, of course, embrace it. If it helps your well-being and makes you feel good, makes you feel confident, of course, it's for everyone. But... they're like Jamie was saying, there's the fine line, you know. I think there's an extreme now. We're getting to
social media pressure
where girls are wanting to kind of look a certain way, and now we've got all this, which is quite scary,
I think,
with the lips and everything.
And I think it's not about, sometimes it's not about them wanting to look that, it's they feel pressured. Would you agree with
that,
Jamie?
Again, social media. You see girls often put on that they're not happy in themselves, and sadly girls are taking their lives, not just girls, men as well, but for not looking picture perfect, and like you say, who defines this image of perfect? Because I'm finding like 13-year-olds, oh, I want lip filler, oh, I want fat dissolving injections, I want this, I want that, I want the other. And again, it's social media, especially Instagram. You look on there, and these women who are posing, and the tiny were stunning. Don't get me wrong, beautiful women, but it's so damaging because it's not real. Like I think women are so afraid to post a picture of if they've got a little bit of belly in a in a pair of shorts because like, oh, now I look fat, and it's
It's because
it's
just of the
a little bit of belly.
The trolling as well now, isn't
there? Absolutely.
I think everyone compares themselves to these Instagram models.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, and they've and a lot of the time these women have to do that because it's their job now.
Yeah, that's their social
and they get sort of, I don't know what the correct term is, but they get those touch-ups, don't they? They get the, you know, the auto-tune or whatever it's called.
Face
apps, that's it. And so, you know, but I sometimes think sometimes these celebrities, and we say, oh, they've, you know, they've got all this money and they're looking. But if you look at a celebrity and she's all glammed up, sometimes they'll find something wrong about that as well, so you know, the media. And then if she's come out looking, you know, she's just looking on a normal day, she's just, they say things about that. So I can understand why they feel the need to always have to
look a certain way.
So, gosh, that was a little bit of a heavy conversation, but that's why we're here.
We'll blame you all on the Kardashians.
So how about we take a little break and we have some more instrument playing? You know what that reminded me of? When you like a lullaby to put a little baby to sleep. My niece has just had a little baby, so I might take that recording and just give her it and say, you know,
it's soothing, isn't it?
It is. It's really soothing. And what ways do you relax and chill out, as it were, Hannah? What's your, you know, you've had a really heavy day at work. You're going to go home and you just want to relax. What helps you?
I feel like watching Netflix, putting a movie on and just sitting in the blanket and just sitting with my family. That's it. That's what helps me. And then get ready for bed.
What about you, Jamie?
See, I struggle to relax now just with personal things. So I find it sometimes really hard to like unwind. So I don't do like a certain thing. I'll just go about my normal evening. And if I feel relaxed at any point, I'll be like, oh, well, it's a cup of tea that's made me feel relaxed, or walking the dog, or going for a sunbed, which obviously we don't recommend. But yeah, I don't have one particular thing that helps me relax, I won't say personally anyway.
What about you, Isma?
I'm not very good at relaxing.
Do you ever relax?
I can. So I had quite a relaxing evening yesterday, believe it or not.
Brilliant.
That, it was quite a rare Sunday afternoon for me because it was quite a busy weekend. But I was able to put a face mask on. I watched Netflix. I just ordered in, actually. Ordered in, and it was lovely. I went for a walk because it was quite nice and the weather was quite nice. And sometimes what I find is it's the physicality. So I don't always want to sit down and relax and sit down. Sometimes it's about going for a walk, you know, a good power walk and feeling the wind on my face and things like that, you know. That's quite helpful.
And Tass, what about you?
I enjoy my walks. I kind of do them regularly now. I do like my walks in nature. It helps me to wind down. It kind of de-stresses me. It just clears my head. It's good for fitness as well, by the way. it just helps me to wind down and just kind of forget about everything, work, everything. I kind of just switch off. I try to anyway, but yeah, it's just lovely. And this week I've been a bit unorganized. I've just had so much on this week. I'm trying to get back into it this week, hopefully. But yeah, I also do Taekwondo one day a week, which is just lets everything out. And it's like a it's a time where I get to be a bully in the in the place, and I just get to kick, punch, and but it's brilliant. I've learned so much skills, and I've realised my own strength as well. You know how much strength, alhamdulillah, I have. Other than that, I like a candlelight in the evening. I like putting a candle on. Cause sometimes it's not. You know, when you have so much things to do, when your lists just get bigger and bigger. I have so many fingers in different pies at the moment. I do different things in different parts. And it can get quite, you know, overwhelming. So sometimes it's just good to just switch off, put a candle on, and just kind of make a list. And that's my winding down sometimes.
It's whatever.
That helps me.
Whatever relaxes you. I mean, I've always been a bookworm, but as the children were growing up, it wasn't as easy to kind of pick up a book, because as soon as I would do, you know, one of the children would need me. But I've started reading again, and I find it's relaxing so much, and it's lessens my screen time on the phone as well. And I've just been reading some really, you know, really light-hearted books, sometimes heavy books. That's my kind of unwinding time.
Do you have any favourite authors?
Favourite authors? Oh, gosh. I do like reading history books and things to do with history, but sometimes I like them to be fiction rather than non-fiction. So, do you know when you're put on the spot and you can't think of a single author? I'll tell you what I used to love reading when I was younger, and it was the this author called Gwen Grant, and she wrote books, and one of them was Knock and Wait, and it was about this young girl, and she was the youngest, I think, of six siblings, and she was the one that was always picked on, or, you know, always getting into scrapes and things like that. And I used to love reading things like that. At the moment, I'm reading How to Get Away with A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. It's not going to be literal.
I'm going to watch out for you now.
And then it's funny because last month I read a book called How to Kill Your Family.
Oh my God.
And all my family were getting worried. They said, we're thinking, do we need to, you know, watch our backs and things? But reading for me is a really, really, really relaxing way. Well, we're halfway through the programme. You're tuned into BCB 106.6 FM. And today is an International Women's Day special programme. And we've got the team here from Inspiring Creativity. Lots more to chat to them about and lots more music that they're going to play. But I thought we'd go for another song now and another wonderful lady called Miley Cyrus.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. Take myself dancing. then remembered I.
Miley Cyrus. I didn't want to turn that down because that is, oh, it's a fantastic, fantastic song. And I know you all agree. Jamie, you suggested this, didn't you? But I already had it ready.
I love it.
It's just, it's great, isn't it? Tass, you were saying something quite insightful when we were discussing about this particular song and the meaning behind it. Do you want to share it?
Yeah, it's about valuing yourself, isn't it? About validation and just loving yourself, really.
Yeah.
You know, saying that, you know, kind of the meaning is, you know, that you don't need anyone to feel a certain way. You know your own self-worth. For me, that's what it means.
So,
it's quite it's hard sometimes. It's about a powerful song.
Not requiring validation from anybody else as well, isn't it?
And being comfortable in who you are and loving yourself first.
Yeah.
You know, being comfortable with who you are and knowing your self-worth. That's what it's. No,
absolutely.
Quite important.
Absolutely. And Miley Cyrus has become quite an icon for so many. I mean, people already love her as an artist, but with this particular song, I think it's really catapulted her, you know, up there. Talking of inspiring women, I'm going to ask you all now, who inspires you? Now, it doesn't have to be anybody celebrity. It can be somebody in your everyday lives. I'm looking at Jamie, so let me go with you, Jamie, first.
A lady called Kirsty Knight, and she does a lot of charity work for the charity called For Lewis, and she inspires me. Sadly, she had a stillbirth, and when I went through something personal to me, when I lost my little boy, I reached out to her, and I was just like, look, you are the only person in the world. Obviously, there was a lot of other women, but again, we lost our children in different circumstances, but tell me it gets easier, tell me it gets better, if that's a thing. And we spoke quite often, and recently I went down to Sunderland to where For Lewis headquarters is, and I made some memory boxes with her in my little boy's name, and it was nice just to go to a place where it's not just yourself that's going through it. There was several other women that day that was there, and I met another lady, and she lost her son in the same way I lost mine, and it was not nice, if nice so to speak, but it was refreshing to speak to women who had been through the exact same and I'd been through, because no one in my family had sadly lost a child. So it's, my mum was always like, you can talk to me, my aunties, my uncles, cousins, things like that, but I think until you speak to someone who's been through it, you can't relate to someone who's not been through it. And it's nice to have women say to you, and oh, I know how you're feeling, or I'm sorry for your loss, but I think until you have that emotional connection with someone, it's so hard. So yeah, Kirsty Knight definitely inspires me every day, and my family say I inspire them now. Like, since the loss of my little boy, they're all like, you're the strongest woman at family, and I inspire everyone in my family now, and like, I wish I could be like you, and I'm like, you don't, but thank you. So it's nice to have someone you can relate to.
Absolutely, and it's that comforting connection, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely it is. It's, again, like I say, when I went down to Sunderland, I was never planning on going down. It was a spur of the moment thing. I had a week off work, and I rung my friend. I was like, should we go to Sunderland? She went, yeah, let's go. And we went down, and we spent the full day down there making memory boxes and just speaking to families that had been through what we'd been through. So, yeah, I'm raising money for them now and doing some charity work with them, because there's no greater charity, personally, I think, fundraising should go to, because For Lewis rely on just donations, so without donations they can't do the things like the memory boxes, the cuddle cots, the cuddle blankets. So I think it's important that I give back to them, because they helped us at one of our darkest times, so I want to give back to them now for as long as I can. So that's really inspires beautiful. Me.
And I know I speak for everybody here when I say that you inspire us.
Thank you,
Jamie, every day, you know, such an amazing, amazing young woman. So
thank you.
Continue doing the fantastic work that you are doing to raise awareness. That's what I would say. What about you, Uzma? Who inspires you?
There's a couple of people in my mind. Probably the first person is my art teacher at school. She's probably the first person who really believed in me and obviously saw something that I didn't quite understand at that age, at, you know, 15 or 16 years old. And, you know, she encouraged me to apply to go to college and university, and something that a lot of particularly South Asian girls at school at the time weren't encouraged to do, art and creativity. And, you know, we were all encouraged to be doctors and go into science or maths or something like that, accounting or something. And so she's definitely someone. And we lost contact for a brief time, you know, but then later in life we've reconnected again, and it's just been so lovely to have her wisdom. And so she's one person. Another person is Maya Angelou. She's passed away now, but she's obviously was a poet and all sorts of, you know, all sorts of creative things that she did. But she's got a quote which always is in my mind, and it goes something like, you don't lose creativity. The more you are creative, the more you have. That's not the quote. There's probably a better way of saying it. But I think what she's trying to say with that is, like, the more you do it, the more you manifest. Mm-hmm. It doesn't run out. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. you kind of got to bring yourself to it. You know, you've got to bring yourself to the work, bring yourself, be vulnerable, give yourself permission to be vulnerable. Yeah. And I think often, that really speaks to me, because as a woman, often we have to just do, but, you know, we need space to just have to be creative for ourselves. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. What about you, Taz?
I've got a few, but I think the lady who stands out for me is my primary school teacher, and she was amazing, and she would be probably passed away by now, but I just wish I could just get in touch with her, but it's just not happened. But she was amazing. She's just the way she just brought everything out, the best out in us. I was about 10 at the time, and I remember we used to do anything we do, and her praise, her motivation, her strength, and she was just amazing. And I think she made me believe in myself at a very young age. So I always found that. But I think ultimately for me has to be my mum. My mum is amazing. She's probably the most strongest woman I know. And that's because I've seen her go through so much, and she's so strong and she's so tough, and I still think, how does she do it? She's 80 plus now. She's got arthritis in her back. She still can walk up to the shops. She inspires me so much, and I mean, she's just so, she's my strength, you know, basically. And, you know, that's for me, it's so much. And she believes in me as well, and the love that I get from her, it just makes me continue to be the person who I am, with her support. But yeah, she's just amazing. And she's still, like, she can go in the kitchen and cook her own, and you know, cooking, she can make amazing dishes. She's been known for her food, you know, in all her life, you know, with all our family, relatives, extended family. They've all come to my mum when they were younger, and she's still cooking till this day. And even though my sister-in-law, bless her, she lives with us, but my mum still likes her independence. Mm-hmm. She can still go up the stairs, and she's got pains. She's got all sorts of, you know, she's got, obviously, you know, arthritis in her back, and she has high blood pressure. But yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, go on, mum.
And with all the challenges, she's my strength. Yeah. And I don't know what I would do without my mum. So, you know, may Allah give my mum a long life.
Ameen. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Healthy
to hear.
Life.
Yeah.
Long and healthy.
It's that generation of women are just so inspiring, aren't they?
Definitely.
They're just so, and they're so creative in their own ways.
She's amazing.
As well.
She can do everything, crochet, all everything. It was my mum who actually got me into embroidery.
Yeah.
I was a natural at sewing, because I loved sewing when I was younger. So I picked it up at school. I just got so much into dressmaking. I used to make my own clothes.
Yeah.
But it was my mum that got me into the embroidery side. And I was like, why do I have to do this? But then when I picked it up, it was amazing. My mum's passed me these skills on to me. It's amazing. And I picked these skills up, and I passed them on to my daughter now.
Yeah.
And my daughter made some jackets, and then she's done some embroidery on it, and I thought, wow, I never thought I'd see the day when my daughter would be doing embroidery, because you know, I didn't thought that was her kind of thing, but she's naturally creative anyway, but I didn't think she'd be doing embroidery, but that's thanks to my mum, because she passed down to me.
That's lovely, isn't it, that it's passed on from generation to generation. Amazing. Hannah, what about you? Who inspires you?
So like Taz said, my mum is probably my inspiration because of how strong she is and hardworking. Obviously, she is getting old now. So, like, and she still keeps going, and I really appreciate everything she does for us, and she does bend over backwards and gives us her last, basically. So I really do feel like she is my inspiration.
It's amazing, isn't it, when your mum's you look up to your mums and you can have that wonderful relationship with them, and you learn so much from them.
Definitely.
But there's so many women in our lives, isn't there?
And what about you, Shamim?
Well, there's so many, but it has to be my mum, because these last 2 years have been really, really difficult for her. My mum has got cancer for the third time, and she's had to have two operations, but she's not having a third. She's adamant she's not having a third one now, and she wants to just take each day as it comes. And, you know, she's like your mum, Taz. She's always been very independent. My mum's only in her late 60s. She's not, you know... She's in her late 60s, but she's always been very independent. And even now, when she's struggling to walk or, you know, do the basic tasks, she still wants to do them. Yeah. And she's always... My dad died when he was 49, and my mum was widowed at 44. I think she was 44. So much younger than I am now. And that's all who we've had. So my siblings... I was married and I had a child at that point, but my younger siblings were at university or at school and things. And my mum, she was... you know, all alone, because we didn't have any other family around us. And she, you know, she didn't feel sorry for herself at all. She said, right, this is what... She's a woman of faith. She's got a very strong faith. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is God's will, and I'm just going to do what I can do, for the best. And that's all she's ever said. And she's always put her trust in God. And, you know, for the last 20 odd years that my dad's not been around for us, she's just been amazing, a real strength, you know, real strength and real sense of support for us. She's been a wonderful teacher, guide, you know, she's just all round amazing. And I know most of us say that about our mums, but, you know, they are unique, our mums, and they are special, and the things that they've had to go through and are still going through. But, yeah, my mum has to be up there. Amongst those people who I inspire to be like. Little appreciation for our mums there.
And it's going to be Mother's Day
this soon,
month as well, so it all fits in well, doesn't it?
It does. On that note, I thought, why don't we take a little... that was my phone. I've asked everybody else to turn their phones off. And what do I do? I leave mine on vibrate. But... on that note, let's just have a little break for some music with the wonderful Inspiring Creativity team. Wonderful.
It's really an expert at it now.
I was going to say I can, you know, hear the people wanting contracts and record deals out there for you.
Shameless.
Available after International Women's Day.
Yes. But that's great. How do you feel playing those? You know, do you think it's something that you could incorporate into your everyday lives? Hannah?
I don't think incorporate it in my everyday life, but it really is calming and soothing listening to that sound, definitely.
Maybe you could add it into your meditation group.
I run a meditation group, so I could incorporate that with it.
Do you know what? This is a fantastic opportunity for you to talk about the groups that you are running, how people can, women can join, or, you know, men if there are, if it is a unisex group, but... Hannah, you continue with your meditation group.
Yeah, so it's women only. It's on Tuesdays 1 till 2 p.m. And it's just a place where you can come if just to de-stress and just be at peace and feel calm.
And where does the group take place and how can people...
So it's based at Inspiring Neighbourhoods on Manor Row. And you can put it through info at
incic.co.uk. Yeah.
So if you're interested in joining, then definitely put it through.
So do they have to first put a referral in, or are they able to turn up on the day?
It's really putting a referral in first, and then we get the referral, and then we'll contact you.
And are there a limited number of spaces?
So it's 8 spaces at the moment. So we're just looking for more people to come, really.
Wonderful. Jamie, I know you've got a few groups, is that you?
I do. I have my fingers in quite a few pies at the moment. On a Monday, 1 till 2:30 p.m. we have a women's only drop-in at 22 Manor Row, and you can just turn up to that one. So there's that group, and there's quite a few ladies come now, and it's nice to be united with other women and all stand together. Another group that is actually starting on this Wednesday, on International Women's Day, it is a unisex group. It's a group called Healing Alongside Grief and Loss, and it's a bereavement group for anyone who's experienced the loss of a person to pop down and, again, just speak to people in a similar situation. This is only referrals. You have to have a referral in, and it is at very limited capacity. It's an 8-week course, and after the 8 weeks, we have a 2-week break and get another group of 8 people in. And if you want to refer into that, it's the info@incic.co.uk, and you'll be run for an assessment, for a bereavement assessment as well, and then we'll get you in as soon as we can.
Tass?
So I run the textiles, women's only textiles group, so that's every Tuesdays, and like Hannah and Jamie have just said, the referrals through info@incic.co.uk. So yeah, we would like referrals, and we've got 8 spaces at the moment, and so it's just a safe space for ladies to come and relax and make beautiful pieces of projects. And for instance, we're doing patchwork at the moment, which is lovely. Everyone's contribution is going to come together, and hopefully going to have it in a frame, but it's just beautiful how much work that have gone in. It's like little bits of embroidery, sequins, stitching. It's just people's different abilities kind of coming, but the actual core meaning of it is just for people to come and
come together,
relax and just feel welcome and chit chat, and they just absolutely love it. And it's just so nice, and it gives them a sense of achievement as well when they've made something. Yeah. We had one lady who didn't stitch at all, and she just found it so good. And I have a lady who comes in, she's able to come in whenever she can because she's a carer as well. So she comes in and she always says it's so good for her because it's the only time where she comes out and she actually experiences a relaxing time, and she actually feels at ease, and it just gives a peace that she gets some time for herself. So yeah, so I would say, yeah, come in and see what it's about. We're going to do different projects as well, but it's kind of led by the ladies what they would like. And I've got a bit of background to textiles, so yeah, this is where it kind of is quite helpful. And I'll be running a few other groups too, and I run the drop-in, like Jamie's just explained as well, on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's the same referral system. That's open to anyone who can just come. But I think we have to go through referrals with that one as well.
All the groups are about getting a referral and then taking it from
there.
I think it's about tailoring the support as well, isn't it? Because there's lots of other things that happened at Inspired Neighbourhoods as well. So there's other services that you can, refer people
who
join.
We do have to take their details, and we have to do an assessment form with them, a referral form. We complete the details. We do a confidentiality form. We do all the appropriate things, in place.
So there's a whole process.
Yeah, and it's just brilliant. And if anything comes up, any safeguarding issues come up, we do log them, and it's all on the system. So it's shared with our safeguarding team and colleagues. So
there's full support there.
Yes.
And Usma, I suppose it's about providing people with an alternative space, isn't it, when it comes to your mental health and well-being?
Yeah, I guess. And I think that's, again, the beauty of creativity is, you don't have to talk about the difficult stuff that might be going on. And, you know, there are other services for that, like counselling or mental health support and one-to-one work and things like that. In a group, sometimes we can touch on issues, you know, people might be experiencing depression, anxiety and all sorts of other things. And sometimes it depends where that person is in their journey of what they feel comfortable to share. But also, you know, just having paints and canvas and paper and things in front of you means there's an alternative there, which means you don't have to talk, and it's okay not to talk. There's no pressure to talk about this stuff, and we work at your pace.
Yeah. And I think that's it, isn't it? Definitely. It's about the relaxed, informal space where, like you say, where there is no pressure. And I think that's so important. Yeah. For people. That's
right. And I was just going to say, Shameen, because you are part of the Inspiring Creativity team, which we haven't said directly.
We haven't said it, no.
We haven't said directly in this programme today, but you also run, and there's also a couple of others as well.
Yeah, so I run a carers group. Being a carer myself, I know the challenges that people face. So I run a women's carers group on a Thursday from 10:30 till 12. And it's just like the other groups where relaxed, informal, come for a cuppa, come and do some artwork if you wish. A lady came last week and all she did was lines on a paper and she said, "This is all I'm going to do." And I said, "Well, that's all you need to do." Yeah. There's no pressure whatsoever. Mm. So, yeah, it's at Inspired Neighbourhoods, which is on 22 Manor Row in Bradford. So it's the old registry office. Okay. So do go on the website if you want to find out further information. Now, ladies, the hour has gone. Where did it all go? So thank you so much to Uzma Kazi, Tasveer Ghani, Jamie Shoesmith and Hannah Ali for being my wonderful guests from Inspiring Creativity today. Just before we finish, let's have a little bit of music, I think, just to end it with. And then we shall say goodbye and have a listen to Whitney Houston. That was amazing. Thank you so much for coming in today and inspiring us on International Women's Day. Have a wonderful day, whatever you're doing, wonderful month, and celebrate International Women's Day every day, I say. That's it from me, but I'm going to leave you now with Whitney Houston. Hopefully I'll be on the airwaves again soon. Chasing my blue.